Talk Show.
Recorded live.
It's just different. I know it feels different. Lonely love is for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. If you don't know, meanest on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks.
What up, people? This is Speaking Like You Thinking Radio. Got a little cold, man, so y'all gonna have to, excuse me a little bit. But for those that don't know, I'm your host, Naj, and this is Speak It Like You Think It Radio. Quick solo show real quick tonight. Everybody else was tied up, so you will not hear from the great Naughty Dread, the one and only Eastside Jam, the truth speaker, Craig Barzee, or the great Gordon Robinson tonight. It would just be myself doing a quick show, man, on a slow sports week. I say slow while the Olympics are going on. That lets you know how enthusiastic I am about the Olympics. It's pretty much watch USA basketball when I can and any other event. If I happen to be at home and just happen to be checking for it, I might watch a little of the Olympics. But as of right now, man, I'm not too interested, man. But, we're still getting some interesting things going on with the Olympics. The first, I guess, funny thing about it is something that myself and a lot of other people were talking about on Twitter. And I guess Bomani Jones did the best job of kind of explaining it, was the situation of the arrogance of Matt Lauer and Bob Costas during the opening ceremony. I mean, just the way they were talking about certain countries, it made you want to, you know, ask, like, who did you get your notes from? Are you just pulling this, you know what I mean, out your ass, just saying what first thing that comes to mind about a country? It was just crazy, man. It was like the epitome of American arrogance, man. But let me go to this clip from Bomani Jones to kind of explain what I was saying. Like I said, he probably had the best take on this.
I feel so much better informed about the world. So what did we learn? I said it on Twitter. I was like, let the cultural arrogance begin. They're like, what are you talking about? Just watch. I think we had gotten to Gene. I think we had gotten to Ghana. When the factoid was, if Ghana still went by its old name of Gold Coast, it would be in the same place in the lineup. God! Oh. Like, Ghana is the first African country to win its independence. The first one. We out here talking about the old name. Number one, after the United States, the British have the most troops in Afghanistan. Because, since 1980, we haven't been allowed to discuss Afghanistan in the Olympics unless it's in the context of occupation. All these countries in the opening ceremonies, there's somebody in the U.S. who tuned in to watch their country in the Parade of Nations. Never fails. And if you tune in for Afghanistan, every year since 1980, somebody's in y'all shit. Either it's the Russians, or it's us, or it's the Taliban, or something else. I have no idea what they compete in Afghanistan. You know what sport they play in Afghanistan? You would think the opening ceremonies would be, well, did you know? Nope. Only sport they play in Afghanistan is getting invaded. Number two, the greatest sporting performance in the history of North Korean sports was the late Kim Jong-il's 11 holes in one from his first ever round of golf. Kim Jong-un is going to realize he'll never live up to that, which means North Korea's athletes will never live up to that. Which means it's time to assume what will happen to them if they don't come home with 50 gold medals. Opening ceremonies, we are so...
So, yeah, that's a little bit of the clip, man. It's a real funny clip, man. It's on SB Nation on YouTube. You can find it there. But, yeah, man, it was just weird, man. At one point, Uganda came up and Costa started talking about Idi Amin. It was just really weird that they couldn't find just regular facts about different countries or highs and lows. I mean, I guess you could just say highs. There's no need for lows. It's an Olympic ceremony. This ain't the time to get political or get all opinionated. You know what I mean? You get the people they shout out and keep it moving. Let them wave their little flag and their banner and step on down the aisle, man. Ain't no need to be, I don't know, man, or critical or whatever. But, yeah, man, Bob Costas and Matt Lauer, man, they played the ugly American role to the fullest, man. I don't know why nobody, no producer, anybody was in their ear, like, kind of explain, like, yo, man, what are you doing? This ain't Fox News. This is the Olympics, man. Give the people they shout out. Let them be happy about being in the Olympics, man. But I don't know. Interesting thing. Then the next take on the Olympics is shout out to Michael Phelps, man. We've heard it all week. You're going to hear it for the next, I guess, couple of months until the Olympics is over. And we're not thinking about the Olympics at all, and we won't hear this phrase anymore, but most decorated Olympian, Michael Phelps has that title. Shout out to him for getting it done in the pool, man. You know, nice accomplishment. He's a great swimmer. But when people start saying most decorated, that starts bleeding into greatest Olympian ever. And when you do that about a guy that's in the pool, yeah, I mean, it's, look, man, he got medals, no doubt, man. But is he Jim Thorpe? Is he Jesse Owens? Is he Tommy Smith? Hell, is he Carl Lewis? I would say no. So you know what it is, man. The Olympics, certain events are what's considered the most athletic, you know, feat you can do. Like when Usain Bolt most likely wins again, he's going to be considered, you know, the fastest man on the planet. That's a lot bigger deal than no matter how many medals you win in the pool. I mean, I understand some people really like swimming and they, you know, give a lot of respect to it. You have to, because a guy, anybody won that wins that amount of medals, I mean, you got to give it up to his excellence. But at the same time, you have to keep it in the context of the pool. We can't start acting like swimmers or whatever are more athletic than Bolt or whoever wins that fastest man title. Or, hell, Michael Johnson, the year Michael Johnson took over. I can't even remember what year it was. Let you know what I think about track and field, but that's a whole nother story. But, yeah, man, so shout out to Michael Phelps, but let's kind of calm down on the Michael Phelps talk, man. Let me go to ESPN Australia. Bet you didn't even know they had ESPN Australia. Let me go to that.
Day four. So the top story today, Michael Phelps becoming the most decorated Olympian ever.
And rightly so. Finishing it off, the anchor leg of the 4x200-meter freestyle relay, the American team was just simply outstanding.
Yeah, man. So shout out to him. Shout out to Loach. Shout out to the whole team, man. They got it done out there. But, yeah, the only reason I played that clip is because I found out there was an ESPN Australia. I had no idea. So I had to mess with it. But, but, yeah, man, so the Olympics are going on. The USA got another big win last night. They were only up 13 at the half, which was a surprise. They were playing kind of out of sync, and in the second half they got it rolling, pressure defense, easy buckets, and put them away. And by them, I think I mean Tunisia. I'm not sure. I'm on my Bob Costas right now. Being the typical American that doesn't know the world, but I think I'm pretty sure that's what happened. But either way, they put the beat down on Tanzania. They put the beat down on. One of the players asked for Kobe's autograph on his shoes after the game. So you already know what kind of game that was, man. You're out here with some dudes that's in awe of you, basically. So just got to put a little pressure on, and before you know it, it's all over. So, yeah, man, that's my take on the Olympics for now. We'll get into it later. I believe China is in the lead right now for a medal count. Take it for whatever that's supposed to mean. Moving on. Former starting running back for Penn State has made that move on to USC. I'm glad he decided to make the move, man. Get out there and compete for a championship. You've got the talent. I mean, you might as well. Go ahead out there to USC. The only thing that kind of troubles me is the idea of Penn State athletes and USC athletes. So it'll be weird as hell if he gets out to USC and has to split carries with somebody they already have, which could easily happen, even though a lot of people think of him as a very good running back. I haven't seen much of his game, so I can't comment. All I've seen are highlights from this past week or so when everyone's been talking about him transferring. But, yeah, man, shout out to him and whoever else at Penn State is thinking about transferring. Because I think it's wrong for people to try to shame these kids into not going anywhere, especially when you had the fullbacks and, other members of the team who don't have opportunities to transfer because people don't, other schools don't want them as badly for them to make that big stand that, they are Penn State, they're going to stay, and they're going to show what kind of people they are and yada, yada. Like, man, you don't get credit for not being able to go nowhere and then saying this is where I am. You know what I mean? It's not much of an accomplishment, but I give it up to them for sticking it out, but I don't give them just overwhelming praise like they're making some kind of sacrifice. Those guys weren't going anywhere. So they're going to be at Penn State. They're going to pretty much have the whole nation pulling for them. All they got to do is get a couple of tough wins against some of the mid-majors or whoever they play. More than likely, they're going to have a bad season as far as Big Ten play is concerned, but it'll be interesting to see what they do. You know what I mean? Penn State football out there playing. Like I said, I have nothing against the kids, man. My thing was the adults. So anybody mad at the kids, in my mind, is taking their anger out on the wrong folks. A whole lot of people on different boards and administration and doing in the coaching arena is who you need to throw your anger at. Leave the players alone. So we'll see how that goes, man. Penn State football still out there trying to do it. We had the baseball MLB deadline coming up. More than likely, you're listening to the wrong person if you want to hear about baseball. Most of the time, you either hear from Eastside or Craig Barzy on this show. And they'll be able to expand and kind of explain moves, things like that. I've never been a baseball fan. They're basically finally forcing me to really look at the sport, and I'm starting to appreciate it a lot more. But I wouldn't sit up here and try to lie to the people and get on this thing and speak about baseball without my folks on here, man, because really I'm just not qualified to do that, man. I'm really not going to do that. So we'll talk baseball moves next week. But there were some interesting moves, man. We saw a couple of big pieces move, and we saw a lot of teams end up not getting the guy that they want and have to stand pat. So next week we'll definitely talk baseball, mostly Braves because we're down here in the ATL. You know what it is. And, yeah, we'll definitely get into that next week. And switching back to that damn college football with the corrupt NCAA, who I hate to be on here promoting and talking about, but another interesting question we had was posted on Twitter. I wanted to throw out again. Anybody listening, definitely respond, call in, do whatever you can. Let us know what you think. Does USC have better receivers, wide receivers, than Cleveland and Jacksonville? Now, I know usually questions like these are stupid because you're talking about professionals and they played at the highest level in college. But from what we're looking at, there are two possibly top 30 picks, or you could probably go top 20. Top 20 picks at wide receiver for USC and Robert Woods and Marquise Hill, I believe his name is. But either way, man, I think it's a real conversation, man, when you're talking about what Cleveland has and what Jacksonville has at wide receiver. I think it's a legit argument, man. So, I mean, that's something we're really going to have to look into. I don't know, but I'm interested to hear people's opinion on that, man. Those two wide receiving corps are not considered explosive or, highly skilled. So say what you want, but that USC team is looking stacked, man. So we'll have to see if Lane Kiffin can pull it off this year and win something. This is also the week we had Jerry Jones, the great Jerry, at basically a pep rally for the Cowboys. You know, make some derogatory comments about the Giants, about kicking the Giants' ass in their new building and all that. In the building where they haven't beat the Giants, and the Giants are coming off of two Super Bowl wins in the last 4 years, and the Cowboys are coming off of one playoff win. So, it is what it is, man. You Jerry, you got to talk that shit, man. I like Jerry, man. For ridiculous reasons, but I like Jerry. He's always interesting, always has something funny to say. And, this week he was letting it go. He had that comment, and he also had the thing about not speaking to Dez Bryant because he was a little too upset and probably wanted to kick his ass, so he didn't want to speak to him at the time, wanted to cool off a little bit before he talked to him. We talked about that controversy. Dez Bryant had an issue with his family, some kind of dispute where he's fighting with his mother and I believe his brother-in-law. But either way, man, bad, bad situation for Dez out there, man. I hope dude gets his shit together. I've been pulling for him the whole time while other show member Eastside has been predicting from since day one that Dez Bryant would be going through this type of tomfoolery during his career, man. So hopefully it pans out for the dude, man. It ain't looking good right now, but we'll see. Speak It Like You Think It Radio. Next week, you'll definitely catch a full show. I'll be back with the full cast, and we'll really dig into some issues. And, it'll be what it always is, man. Honest, sometimes funny, argumentative. Real sports talk, though, man, from a neighborhood perspective. My name is Naj, and you can catch me at Naj Echo on Twitter. Call in or listen to this show every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Go to iTunes and favorite the show or like the show. Give us some nice reviews on there, man, to keep this show moving. We are one of the few shows out here that is not looking for ad money, doesn't have any ad money, because we like to keep our opinions straight. This show is just for sports fans, not for anything else. There's no agendas or anything like that here, man. Just here to talk our shit and entertain you. So, So check us out every Wednesday night at 10 p.m., man. This is Speak It Like You Think It Radio, and I'm up out of here. Thanks.